From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad resigned from his post. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi meets Director General of World Health Organization WHO to discuss about handling COVID-19. Now the news in details. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad proposed his resignation to the King of Malaysia, Yang di-Pertuan Agong, Sultan Abdullah Sultan Ahmad Shah, on Monday. The shocking announcement came amid speculation that Mahathir trying to form new coalition, which will rule out Anwar Ibrahim as his promised successor. It is unclear who will be the next prime minister or whether general election should be conducted. Mahathir's party, Partai Bersatu Adat Malaysia, announced on Monday that in supporting prime minister, they will come out from powered coalition, namely Pakatan Harapan. Political confusions of Malaysia's deepened when Malaysian Prime Minister of Economic Affairs Mohamed Azmin Ali and Minister of Housing and Regional Government Zuraida Kamarudin were fired from Anwar Ibrahim's party, People's Justice Party, on Monday morning. They were viewed as a key figure in efforts to form new government and to avoid Anwar to be Malaysian Prime Minister. 9 members of parliament who come from People's Justice Party stated the loyalty to the pair, which was overthrown, and also left the party. Meanwhile, other 11 members of the parliament also announced that they form independence bloc in the parliament. As response, Anwar Ibrahim mentioned that they are betrayers in their party and accused members of Mahathir's party plan for the change in the incumbent coalition. Anwar Ibrahim also said that he met Prime Minister Mahathir and said that Mahathir is not involved in efforts of forming the new coalition. Anwar explained that the resignation of Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad was because he did not want to be forced to work with UMNO.
No, I think it is not him because his name was used. Those within my party and outside, we have been, you know, using his name. And he reiterated what he had said to me earlier. He played no part in it. He made very clear that in no way will he ever work with those associated with the past regime.
Anwar Ibrahim and Mahathir Mohamad are known to have less harmonious relationship, but both had made it up before the Malaysian general election in 2018. At that time, Mahathir promised to hand over the power to Anwar Ibrahim. That promise will probably not be fulfilled because Mahathir has resigned and the Pakatan Harapan coalition is no longer solid. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi met Director General of World Health Organization Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus to discuss global situations of the spread of COVID-19 which more concern. The meeting was conducted on the sidelines of a high-level segment of the UN Human Rights Council. Minister Retno Marsudi in her statement said that global coordination in handling the spread of COVID-19 is very important to control and to handle the spread of the virus. Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi stated that the global collaborations in handling COVID-19 is not only to overcome the spread of the virus in short terms, but also to anticipate the possibility of the spread of the same virus in long term. On the occasion, Minister Retno conveyed the development of the handling of COVID-19 in Indonesia. Until now, according to the data which is issued by Indonesian Health Ministry, there is no individual case which is tested positive for the virus in Indonesia. The United States and South Korea are working to strengthen bilateral cooperation in space, U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said during a joint press conference with South Korean Defense Minister Chung Kyung-do. Moreover, Mark Esper said he and his counterpart discussed cost burden sharing, urging South Korea to do more to cover costs of hosting American forces in the country for regional security purposes. Chung pointed out that the negotiations over cost sharing are at a standstill. Esper said that on April 1st, the United States will begin laying off South Koreans working at U.S. bases and facilities in South Korea if both countries do not reach a cost-sharing agreement. One of the biggest events in the oil and gas industry, International Petroleum or IP Week 2020, hosted by the United Kingdom's Energy Institute, is kicking off on Tuesday in London. The global event brings together more than 1,500 industry experts from around the world for 3 days to discuss the market, its achievement and development prospects. The conference is attended by the top managers of major oil and gas companies, representative of industry organization, investment and financial institutions. The topic on the IP Week's agenda include an overview of technical achievements in the industry, current issues of international cooperation, legal regulation, financial and investment projects, as well as safety and the environment. Special panel discussion, roundtables, and seminar will be devoted to oil and gas projects in Africa, the Arctic, the Asia-Pacific region, the Middle East, and the Commonwealth of Independent States. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first cluster of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC dialogue and meetings in 2020 is ongoing in Malaysia amid a regional outbreak of a new strain of coronavirus COVID-19 that has already affected thousands. The first senior officials meeting of APEC was held in Putrajaya, Malaysia, according to a written statement issued by the APEC Secretariat and received in Jakarta on Tuesday. The global community was just coming to terms with the potential effect of the spread of COVID-19 when activities among officials from around the Asia-Pacific region started on February 3, 2020, in Putrajaya. However, APEC working groups and committees still met to discuss work plans and agendas to be advanced in 2020, a red letter year for APEC. The meetings covered several topics, including trade and investment, structural reform, business mobility, sustainable development, and corruptions. Tsunami is the disaster which occurred repeatedly in Indonesia. During the Dutch colonial era, all kinds of disasters succeeded to be documented. This was stated by head of National Disaster Management Authority, Doni Monardo, at soft launching event of Asia Disaster Management and Civil Protections Expo and Conference in Jakarta on Monday. Doni Monardo added that the authority will cooperate with a number of agencies in the Netherlands to register disaster which happens in the Dutch colonial era.
Ya, kita sudah mulai ada kerjasama dengan sejumlah lembaga di Belanda.
We have a cooperation with a number of agencies in the Netherlands. They will give information about disaster in the past in our country. Even hundreds of years ago, the Dutch officials who existed in Indonesia noted the disaster every day. All documents are existed at the Dutch Museum. The agreement has been made at the first meeting. Head of BNPB, Doni Monardo, further said that although the MOU has not been signed yet, the Dutch Museum welcomed the cooperation. This was intended as of Indonesia can learn symptoms of disaster. Asia Disaster Management and Civil Protections Expo and Conference is the biggest exhibition in the world related to the handling of disaster. The exhibition is conducted as an effort to put Indonesia as a solution center of disaster in the Asian region. The exhibition, which will hold on October 20-22, 2020 at the Expo Kemayoran Jakarta, will be participated in by around 300 participants and display disaster response equipments and early warning system. Unlike the Indonesian national team that is facing an uphill battle in its attempt to save a spot at the 2021 FIBA Asian Cup, the DBL All-Stars Women team has sealed victory at the national tournament in California, while its men's counterpart secured the runner-up position. The tournament, the fifth edition of the annual Determine Your Destiny event, was held on Sunday and attended by dozens of local clubs. The women's teams defeated Team Nikos in the final round with a slight loss of margin of 41-40. Jocelyn Angelique and Stephanie Wijaya were the top scorers during the match, each collecting 6 points. Coach Atleni Mardlatika El Hassan praised her players, saying they had all been very disciplined in guarding their balls and penetrating the opponent's line. However, she added, the team needed to work harder to improve its capability to adapt, especially when competing abroad. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Global Coordination and Collaboration to Overcome COVID-19. Well, listener, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that global coordination and collaboration is very important to control and overcome the spread of coronavirus COVID-19. This was conveyed when she met Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, in Geneva, Switzerland, on Monday. Minister Retno also stated that the global collaboration in handling the COVID-19 is not only to overcome the spread of this virus in the short term, but also to anticipate the possibility of spreading similar viruses in the long run. Previously, Indonesia had also proposed a more concrete form of cooperation, the establishment of the ASEAN China Ad Hoc Health Minister Joint Task Force. This proposal was conveyed by Minister Retno at a special meeting of the ASEAN Foreign Minister and China in Vientiane, Laos on Thursday. She emphasized that the task force could focus cooperation on exchanging information and data, specifically handling the COVID-19 outbreak, meeting a team of experts and encouraging research and a joint production of vaccine for the virus. At present, several countries are working hard to create a vaccine formula that is expected to be an antidote to the virus that has claimed at least 2,600 lives. China is now testing a vaccine to animals in the hope that the process will take less than a year. China's ambassador to Indonesia, Xiao Hukiant, in a panel discussion held by the Indonesian Foreign Community Policy in Jakarta on Monday, hopes that in the 2 or 3 months, COVID-19 vaccine can be tested on patients. Other countries that are also conducting similar tests are Britain, Russia, the United States, and Singapore. These countries can complement each other to create an anti-vaccine for COVID-19. Every collaborative effort to overcome the outbreak that began in early 2020 must be intensified and strengthened. Each stakeholder must realize that they have a role in handling the COVID-19. Appreciation and support for every effort made in prevention and treatment must continue to be strengthened. Each individual can take a role, such as preventive efforts made for themselves. As expressed by Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros, on Friday, he called for the international community to act before it is too late. It is also emphasized the window of opportunity still exists, but our window of opportunity is getting narrower. We must act quickly before it is fully closed. With the involvement of all stakeholders and full efforts, we are confident that this outbreak will be resolved soon. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I'll begin with February the 25th, 1964. Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali, won the title of heavyweight boxing world champion after beating defending champion Sonny Liston to surrender in the sixth round. Muhammad Ali, who was born with the name Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., is a legendary boxer from the United States. He began his career by winning the 1960 Olympic gold medal in Rome. After success in amateurs, Cassius Clay moved into professional boxing. Then he changed his name to Muhammad Ali after joining the Nation of Islam organization. He was jailed for refusing to join military service in protest at the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. Ali was the first boxer to become a heavyweight boxing world champion 3 times. In the fight, Ali was often said to fly like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I turn to February 25, 1986. Corazon Aquino becomes the new president of the Philippines, ending the 20 years of Ferdinand Marcos' rule. Corazon Aquino ruled the Philippines from 1986 to 1992. She became the first female president in Asia. Corazon Aquino's political struggle cannot be separated from the murder of her husband, a popular opposition figure, Senator Benigno Aquino Jr. Her husband was killed shortly after landing at Manila International Airport when he returned to his country on August 21, 1983. Corazon Aquino was then pushed by the opposition to oppose autocratic rule by President Ferdinand Marcos. I'll end today in history with February 25, 1992, the Khojaly Massacre. The Khojaly Massacre was the massacre of large numbers of ethnic Azerbaijanis in the city of Khojaly during the Nagorno-Karabakh War. According to Azerbaijan Human Rights Watch and other international observers, the massacre was carried out by the Armenian armed forces with the help of the 36th Russian Regiment. As a result of this massacre, at least 613 ethnic Azerbaijans were killed. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Biasa biasa. Jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jatuh cinta.
There was a song entitled Awalnya, sung by Sandy Canester featuring Nadia Fatira. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here's My Indonesia entitled Minister Retno calls for ASEAN in China to strengthen regional mechanism to face the COVID-19 outbreak. The outbreak of the coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19 became the focus of discussion at the special meeting of the Asian foreign ministers at the People's Republic of China in Vientiane, Laos, on Thursday. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, Minister of the Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, said that collaboration between countries in the region is needed, especially between Asian countries and China, to prevent and eradicate the COVID-19 outbreak in the region. According to Minister Retno, the outbreak of COVID-19 has become a global challenge without national borders. The world has no choice but to collaborate. She specifically mentioned three major steps to enhance states' collaborations in the region. First, a close coordination between countries in the region to prevent, control, and minimize the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak is an important step. Minister Retno Marsudi explained that the exchange of information between ASEAN and China is very important. The ability of the ASEAN-China mechanism to overcome the 2003 SARS outbreaks provides valuable lessons for ASEANs in China in dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak. During the meeting, Indonesia proposed a hotline communication line between ASEAN and China to exchange the latest information. The second step conveyed is that the Asian-China mechanism in dealing with the epidemic crisis, such as COVID-19, must be strengthened. Third point is that strengthening communication strategies is a must. Indonesia proposed the establishment of the Asian-China Ad Hoc Health Ministers Joint Task Force. Minister Retno also emphasized that the task force could focus cooperations on exchanging information and data, specifically handling the COVID-19 outbreak, team meeting of experts, and encouraging research and joint productions of vaccine for virus. Minister Retno Marsudi also explained that public communication and education related to the COVID outbreak is very significant to prevent panic and confusion caused by the epidemic. Accurate public narratives and coordinated campaign will provide good public confidence and sentiment to prevent stigmatization and minimize hoaxes that will only worsen the situation. On this occasion, Indonesia is ready to share experiences in handling tropical epidemics and disease. Minister Retno Marsudi further expressed her appreciation to the Chinese government for facilitating the return of 237 Indonesians from Wuhan City in Hubei province. The repatriations of Indonesian citizens was carried out on February 1, 2020. That's my Indonesia. I'm Nico Kusumawati.
Bermacam wajah hinggap di hidupku, beragam cinta panahi relung hatiku terdalam.
Cantiknya rupa semua jadi fana, indahnya raga waktu berubah jadi tak sempurna.
Dan
jiwaku, keterang hidupku, berjalan, berjalan.
There was a song entitled Kematangan Cinta, sung by The Groove. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to regular program Indonesian Wonder. We will invite you to taste one of delicious dessert of Palembang called Kue Delapan Jam. Listener, Kue Delapan Jam or 8-hour cake is one of Palembang's special cakes. Its unique name is taken from the making process, which requires a steaming time of 8 hours. Because of the difficulty level and the length of the process needed to produce this unique flavor cake, this cake is quite difficult to find in the daily lives of Palembang people. This cake is usually available during special celebrations, such as Chinese New Year or Eid al-Fitr. Delapan Jam cake was once only enjoyed by the noble. Now everybody can enjoy this cake. Delapan Jam cake is made from egg, margarine, sugar, sweetened condensed milk, flour, and sometimes added vanilla essence to add aroma. How to make it? Firstly, shake the margarine with sugar. After that, it is blended, the egg. If this is mixed well, then enter the flour and sweetened condensed milk. The mixture is evenly mixed and then steamed for 8 hours. This steaming process is important because it will determine the texture of the delapan jam cake. Don't stop there. After steaming for 8 hours, this cake must be baked again for 15 minutes to produce a brownish color. There are characteristics that mark this cake to be equivalent to a cake made by the original community. The characteristics is that the color looks brownish and very dense. The brown color and dense texture come from the cake processing, which takes more than 8 hours. With the long processing, the cake will be cooked well. Imperfect steaming of the cake will make the cake texture less dense and the color of the cake less bright. Not only that, the imperfect cooking process will cause the delapan jam cake not last long when stored. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring delapan jam cake. Tomorrow, we will meet you again with another interesting topic.
Sekitarku untuk rangkuku. Kini ku senang dan kamu tak ku utamakan. Kamu tersinggung, berpikir ku menghindarmu. Kamu salah,
kamu salah.
Niatku bukan begitu. Ku menjauh karena bukan kamu. Ingin ku sayang padamu. Tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Ku bilang rindu. Tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Ceritakan kisah kita,
kisah kita.
Aku kau sebut dengan julukan si pemberi harapan palsu. Oh oh, lucunya cara kamu menghibur semua teman dekat dan hatimu. Ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saya.
You have just listened to the song entitled Sebatas Teman or Just Friend, sung by Cheryl Seinavia. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on permisi or excuse me. Kevin arrived at a boarding house. He greets the boarding house guard by using the word permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me.
Permisi, Pak.
Iya, ada apa?
Saya mau mencari kamar kosong.
After listening to the conversation earlier, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is permisi, or excuse me. I will say the words 2 times and you may repeat after me. Permisi, which means excuse me. Maaf, which means sorry. Saya mau bertanya, which means I want to ask. Silakan, which means go ahead. Ada apa, which means what's wrong. Kenapa, which means why. Cari, which means looking for. In the cost, which means boarding house. Saya mau cari kamar kosong, which means I want to find a vacant room. In the conversation, you hear Kevin said permisi, which means excuse me. In that phrase, there is permisi. The word permisi in that context is used so that others know of your presence and then pay attention to what you are going to say. The remarks are usually conveyed as a part of courtesy before asking someone on the road or elsewhere. After getting a response, you can convey your goals. Let's listen to this example. Permisi pak, which means excuse me sir. Iya, ada apa? Which means yes, what's up? Saya mau mencari kamar kosong, which means I want to find a vacant room. Beside permisi, to start a conversation, you can also say maaf, which means sorry. Responses you might hear include, iya, ada apa, which means yes, what's up? Iya, kenapa, which means yes, why? Silakan, which means go ahead. Let's listen to examples of this conversation again. Saya mau bertanya, Pak, which means I want to ask, sir. Iya, ada apa? Which means yes, what's up? Maaf, Pak, which means sorry, sir. Iya, kenapa? Which means yes, why? Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once more.
Permisi, Pak.
Iya, ada apa?
Saya mau mencari kamar kosong.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan? Tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
ada jalan.
Ada jalan.
That was Melawan Dunia, sung by Ran, featuring Yura Yunita. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malay song titled Tak Pernah Kusangka, sung by Eddie Silitonga. The song Tak Pernah Kusangka was composed by Rinto Harahap, which tells a story of someone's life which is full of sadness. The composer describes someone who lament their fate and hopes to get happiness. In accordance with the lyric, the song has a mellow and slow tempo music. The song included in the Malay pop album, Volume 1 of Lollipop Record Production, sung by Eddie Silitonga. Eddie Silitonga was born with the original name of Charles Edison Silitonga in Siantar, North Sumatra, on January 17, 1949. He was one of Indonesian top singers at around the 1970s to 1980s. He was known for his high-pitched voice. Eddie Silitonga has released dozens of albums in some genres, such as Malay music genre. Listener, let's listen to Eddie Silitonga with the song Tak Pernah Kusangka. Enjoy the song.
Sungguh ku tak menyangka sayang banyaklah
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media like Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also send us your email to voi@voinews.id.